happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, October 1st, 2018. And, boy, this has been a weekend for bad technical problems. On Friday, the reason we didn't have a show is that my main desktop computer, which everything runs through, suffered a pretty serious failure, and I spent most of the weekend fixing it. It's up and running now. Let's see. We're dealing with tech issues with the system that we normally use to communicate. So, hang on. It's not letting me. Just bear with me for a little bit while we deal with these technical issues. Okay. All right. So anyway, it's Monday, October 1st, 2018. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. The war fever is just going crazy all over the place here. And Mike and I are trying to get this technical issue sorted out so we can go back to our normal sound system. Anyway, right now we're going to leave the phone lines closed because Mike is obviously very busy. And, let's just get right on into the news here. Obviously, the big news continues to be Brett Kavanaugh. We're in yet another week of Kavanaughsia. And what was really interesting is last week when Christine Ford finally testified, they brought in order that it not just be a whole bunch of, you know, white guys grilling this woman on her sexual past. They hired this professional sex crimes prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell. And I do apologize for this. Anyway, there we go. All right. I'm switching headsets.
Put up the volume. That would probably help things a little bit. Okay, so we're back to normal. And like we keep saying in the begs for donations, you know, this equipment wears out, especially here in Hawaii, where we have all the salt air. And what makes fixing computers on Oahu hard is all the little shops where you could buy parts and cards and everything. They've all gone out of business. And if you go to a big store like Best Buy, they don't sell computer parts, or very few of them. Their model is, if it's broken, just throw it away and buy a whole new one. And the writing is on the wall. I'm going to have to look for a Windows 7 box and start building a replacement system. But for the moment, this machine is still running. All right, getting on back. So if you can donate, we do appreciate that. So anyway, they got in this professional sex crime prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell. She's nonpartisan, third party. She's got more than 25 years experience prosecuting sex crimes in the state of Arizona. And she asked a lot of questions of Christine Ford, and observers at the time said, it feels kind of like softball. Didn't push her, didn't really get on her case, and a lot of people were thinking, well, this is going to go nowhere. But the big surprise is apparently Rachel Mitchell issued her report saying that she finds Christine Ford completely unbelievable. And mind you, this is someone who has been investigating this kind of thing for 25 years. And she came on out saying that Christine Ford did not offer a consistent account of when the alleged assault happened. Christine Ford actually struggled to identify Judge Kavanaugh as the assailant by name. And things were just changing all over the place. She claimed to have no memory of key details of the night in question. So that's all coming apart here. And a little bit of a reminder to Christine Ford and to these other accusers, it is in fact a crime to lie to the Senate, a real crime with penalties. So just something to keep in mind here. Now, already we're seeing liberal propaganda pouring out all over the net saying, well, the fact that all of the witnesses that Christine Ford claimed knew or claimed had seen the event couldn't remember it, that's not really the same thing as saying it did not happen. They're trying to get back into this. It may have happened. We still haven't proven that it didn't happen. Just refusing to give this up. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And again, the last one of the witnesses that Christine Ford claimed would verify her account is saying no. She's issued a statement through her lawyer saying no, didn't see it happen. So all Christine Ford has is Christine Ford. And everybody that she lined up to say they'll support me, they aren't. None of them are saying they have any information to support her story. Now, looking at the credibility of some of the other accusers, this interesting little story popped out. This is Julie Swetnick, the one who was out there saying that Kavanaugh was at these parties where girls were being drugged and gang raped and all these other horrible things. Apparently, back in 1992, she suffered a fall on a train and sued the Washington Metro Transit Authority for roughly $500,000 in damages, claiming that she had lost that much in income because she had been working as an actress and a model at the time, and that she lost work. They weren't going to hire her to be a model. And Swetnick listed as a witness a gentleman named Nam Ko, who supposedly owned Konam Studios, to verify that, yeah, he couldn't hire her while her nose had all that damage here. Well, Nam Ko has come on out saying, no, he didn't own a studio, and he never hired Swetnick for modeling work. So she's just an opportunist, and she comes with spectacular stories, trying to get things... in this case, just getting money. Now, another one of the accusers who sort of came and went very fast, and it's going to be obvious why, a guy named Jeffrey Catalan came forward to accuse Kavanaugh of assaulting a woman on a boat in Rhode Island. And Catalan sent the accusation to Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, one of the primary Democratic operatives who was helping to construct this attack. And White House informed the media and the Judiciary Committee, yeah, we got him. We got another witness to an actual assault. And then Jeffrey Catalan basically said that he made it all up. So now Chairman Chuck Grassley is looking at a criminal investigation of Jeffrey Catalan because it is a crime with penalties to lie to the Senate here. Alan Dershowitz is out there saying that for any other crime but sexual assault, you would be entitled to due process, a presumption of innocence, and the requirement of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And for some reason, when it's a white guy being accused of sexual assault, even from decades ago, the rules just fly out the window. Oh, you know, the accusation is the guiltier. And Dershowitz was on Fox and Friends, and he said, imagine if a liberal Democrat president had appointed the first Muslim American to the Supreme Court, and somebody just said, oh, yeah, I remember he was a terrorist when he was 17 years old. The ACLU would be all over this case. You cannot presume guilt. That's code Napoleon. And it didn't work out very well. For that matter, neither did Napoleon. Well, now that the FBI is going to finish up this new investigation this week, one more week, will it ever be over? And now the Democrats are saying, well, really, forget about all that sexual assault thing. Maybe that really didn't work. Like, we've got to talk to him about his drinking. Kavanaugh's a drinker. A lot of politicians are drinkers. Harry Truman used to call it striking a blow for liberty. In fact, he used to say there's only one thing worse than a man who drinks, and that's one who doesn't. So the Democrats, now they're shifting. They're shifting the goalpost is what they're doing. Okay, they can't get the assault thing going to derail the vote. Oh, he's a heavy drinker. Next, they'll be looking at his overdue library books from 20 years ago. I mean, they're that desperate here. And I hope Kavanaugh is wearing his Kevlar undies, because we're seeing this trend toward actual, real violence out there. And Mike Adams came on out with an article basically warning conservatives, conservative senators, conservative Supreme Court justices, look after your security. The left has become unhinged. And remember, we had that deranged man who targeted conservative lawmakers on that softball field, injuring Representative Steve Scalise. And there was that violent physical assault on Senator Rand Paul by his unhinged Democratic neighbor. You cannot ignore there is a real danger out there. And I hope Kavanaugh has excellent security around it. In fact, I would be very honest. If I were Donald Trump, I would be putting Secret Service protection on him right now. There's another example of this new violent trend, which I find disgusting. Oh, and by the way, the phone lines are now open, now that we got our little audio system up. 800-313-9443. Over at Georgetown, there is this associate professor, Christine Fair, who went on out basically tweeting, saying that the white Republicans should be castrated and fed to swine. That all of the white GOP senators on Thursday's Kavanaugh hearing, they deserve miserable deaths. That is a direct quote. Which apparently didn't violate Twitter's code of community conduct. Okay. Now, Senator Cotton is saying that there's going to be a bar investigation into the Democrats who represented Christine Ford. Because apparently Christine Ford, remember, she was, wanted to be very private about this. She sent the letter to Dianne Feinstein, asked for confidentiality. Somebody leaked it out. That's going to cause another mess. And that, remember, she went back and forth about not wanting a public hearing. Well, she always had the option of a private behind closed door meeting. But her lawyers that were basically recommended to her by Democrats didn't inform her of that. They didn't tell her she had that option. And Senator Tom Cotton is saying that requires a bar investigation, because when you're a lawyer, your top priority is supposed to be your client, not your political buddies lurking there in the back room trying to get Kavanaugh here. And of course, the other big stink is that the leaking of Ford's letter. And it's now come on out that Ford wanted to just make this accusation from the dark, from the privacy. And Cotton is now saying that Feinstein's office and her staffers will be investigated to find who leaked it. And there'll be a little bit of a mess about that. I just read a poll. Washington Times put up a poll. And right now, two-thirds of respondents do not believe Christine Ford. And the poll, like all online polls, may be subject to trolling to try and drive the numbers up. There's an interesting little article that came out of 12160 basically saying the Democrats do not understand the magnitude of how rational Americans are reacting to the Kavanaugh hearing. And this article goes in with a lot of tweets that are just showing Americans are just disgusted with all of this. apparently there have been a lot of calls into C-SPAN saying it's gone way too far. The Democrats are disgraceful. Even the pastor at Claire's church railed against the hearings as part of his sermon yesterday about just how vicious, dirty it all was here. Over in Missouri, a new poll is showing that Missouri voters are rejecting Senator McCaskill. Ever since he started opposing Kavanaugh, he's starting to sink in the polls. I'm sorry, she is sinking in the polls. Senator Claire McCaskill's fallen behind her Republican opponent due to her opposition to Kavanaugh. This is a poll from Remington Research. Now, it's still a tight race, but it may be a bit of a surprise come November that voters are going to remember the Democratic shenanigans and say, I don't want any more of this in our government. We have to bring back civility. We have to bring back due process. We have to bring back the presumption of innocence before we start truly getting into a witch hunt hysteria and innocent people will be hurt. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Roberts, once again, has raised a valid point. Where does our attention belong? Should it be on Kavanaugh or on Yemen? And it is a valid point. We are being conditized with all this Kavanaugh stuff. We're not seeing any corporate media reporting on what's going on in Yemen or even what's going on in Syria. There's like a blackout. I mean, Trump's on the TV right now, just handed out a medal. It's all distraction, which makes me wonder if there is a big false flag coming that they want to just shock us here. Okay, Democratic Representative Robert O'Rourke is trying to unseat Senator Ted Cruz in the upcoming midterm election. And he got caught in a whopper of a lie that was so bad, even the liberal Washington Post. Even the liberal Washington Post had to give him four Pinocchios. And it seems that many years ago, O'Rourke had a drunk driving incident where he tried to flee the scene. And he acknowledges the drunk driving incident. But when he was talking about the story, he denied trying to leave the scene, which would make it a hit and run, only to be contradicted by witnesses and the police who were there. So he's already out there trying to remanufacture his history. And again, even the liberal media was saying, oh, come on, we got you dead to rights on this one. O'Rourke has also been flagged for campaign finance violations for accepting excessive and impermissible donations from individuals from outside the country. Now, O'Rourke's campaign is saying it's a simple mistake. You know, we're trying to bring in the money. We're rushing very hard for the campaign. It was just an honest mistake. I would like to double check that. But it's a mistake in his favor, and that makes it suspicious, to put it delicately. But everybody I've talked to around here, they're looking at this spectacle with O'Rourke, and they're just saying, it's ugly. It has shown the Democrats to be the party of ugly. And I think it is going to be a factor in November's elections. So anyway, we're coming up here on a commercial break. And when we come on back, a little more domestic politics, then into the war zones. You're not going to believe the insanity that's going on out there. So we're going to take a break and I'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world
under
submission.
We seem to have an issue here where I'm not hearing commercials.
And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks,
there is a curse on our technology. All right, well, then.
Among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world.
Still connected to RBN, still connected to YouTube.
Ask yourself, how much of that knowledge.
And I apologize for all these technical glitches that we are having to deal with right now.
Since I've been a listener. How fast am I now?
And I'm waiting for Mike in the control room to message me back as to what may be going on.
How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listeners.
Okay,
support.
So we'll be coming out of commercial here in about 30 seconds, and I'm just going to start talking on the assumption that I still have an audience out there.
Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge.
No, no
20,
messages
30,
there.
40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit.
Okay, well, I'm just going to start talking until somebody communicates with me as to what the situation is over here. So, do you remember the Awan brothers, especially Imran Awan? And he was finally arrested on bank fraud charges. But behind that was this scandal involving the Capitol building's computer networks and many congressional computers that were being maintained by the Awan brothers. And there are indications that they were conducting espionage. And even after getting fired by members of Congress for stealing computers and data systems, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was then the Democratic National Committee chair, kept him on, let him have access to her emails and files, even gave him passwords to things that he really should not have had. And notice how this all just went away. Okay. All right, folks, if you'll just give me a minute, I am going to try and reach our control room by phone and find out what's going on.
Okay, well, nobody is answering the phone. I don't have a clue if anybody is hearing me or not. Okay, I just got an email that, let's see, RBN or YouTube. Okay, so, anyway, we were talking about the Awan brothers. Were they running an espionage ring? Who were they selling the information to? Were they connected to the espionage ring that we all suspect hovered around Hillary Clinton's private email server? Yet another investigation that went absolutely nowhere. So it would be kind of good to know here. Would somebody from the RBN audience email me that you're getting the show? I know it's going out on YouTube. Okay, let's turn to the war zones. There's utter insanity out there. Damascus is now going to evacuate people on Al-Rukban camp in the U.S.-occupied area. And under the agreement, the local leaders of the camp will hand over a list of... Okay. Hang on, I'm getting signals from our control room. Okay, so we are going out to the RBN audience. Good, I just don't have a feed coming back to me to let me know what's going on. Okay. No, I still don't have feed. No, I do. Okay, hang on. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna take a break here and try and solve this very quickly so we can take phone calls. So anyway, there's a humanitarian crisis going on in this Syrian refugee camp here. They're trying to get some aid in there. Over in Idlib, remember when Turkey and Russia came up with this deal where they were going to create a buffer zone, if you will. And, well, it sounded like a good idea in order to avoid an escalation of the conflict there. Unfortunately, the problem is the U.S.-backed militants are not leaving this buffer zone. They're saying, we're going to stay here and we're going to continue to do what we're doing. So it was a good plan, but we're back to square one. The largest rebel group in southern Idlib is just rejecting the agreement completely. And so we're kind of back to square one on that. Russia has begun the delivery of the S-300 missile system to Syria. Ah, there's my feed. Okay. All right. Everything's back to where it should be. We're going to take another commercial break. I'm going to go beat my head against the wall someplace, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's see. I'm reading from the control room here. It's been kind of a crazy day. Actually, it was a crazy weekend. Okay. Getting on back to the news here, Russia has begun delivery of the S-300 to Syria, and is basically saying it. You know, the Western powers should stop trying to undermine UN-led efforts to end the seven-year conflict, which is basically what's going on here. Is the UN wants to sort it all out, arrive at a political solution where everybody's happy. The U.S. wants Assad out. Netanyahu wants Iran out. And it's a very, very tense situation. Now, Netanyahu is calling the supply of S-300 missiles to Syria irresponsible. Now, Syria had actually bought these missiles many, many years ago, and Israel put pressure on Russia to not deliver them. But it was the downing of the Ilyushin 20 that changed Russia's mind, and Putin authorized the delivery of the missiles, and they're coming on in. And Netanyahu is out there. He's trying to ride both sides of the fence. He's saying, let's continue the deconfliction, but at the same time, Israel will continue to do what it has to do to defend itself. Well, Israel isn't defending itself. It's attacking another country. And if you fly into somebody else's country with a warplane, with bombs on the wings, and you drop those bombs, you are likely to get shot at. And that's something that anybody who's a military pilot understands. You get to fly some really cool aircraft, but there is a distinct possibility that somebody on the ground or somebody behind you is going to shoot holes in it. Now, this story worries me a lot, because apparently a number of unidentified gunmen attacked a depot of Tahrir al-Sham Hayat, which is part of al-Nusra, in Idlib province, and stole their chemical gas cylinders. And apparently they got sarin and chlorine gas cylinders after killing four guards. Now, this article is saying that there has become a lot of infighting among the various groups the different rebels. They're starting to fight amongst themselves, which is actually a good thing. But my concern is when those chemical weapons actually get used, the Western media will say, oh, my goodness, it was Assad, and therefore we're going to go back on in. Now, here was a big surprise here. As you know, last week there was an attack on a military parade in Iran, and a lot of people got killed. And Iran has been pointing fingers at a lot of different places, but apparently they decided that they were going to pin the blame on one of the U.S.-backed groups inside Syria. And they launched a missile attack, which surprised a lot of people because nobody expected Iran had missiles of that range. And they just sent a signal. Iran can basically hit any of the U.S.-occupied areas in Syria. And that is going to amp up the tension in the area as well. Austria's foreign minister is out there saying that Syria is a victim of wars fought in the name of oil. And yes, quite a few of these wars are fought on the basis of access to oil or oil pipeline rights of way. But again, I think he's fallen into this trap of thinking that wars were always started by just one reason. There's a lot of different agendas at work in Syria. Oil is certainly one of them. Economics is another one. Expansionism by Israel is another one. And all these agendas get together and the wars get fought and people die. And the area is just very unstable. Now, here's an interesting little story. This came out of FortRush.com. And basically, they're talking about how the U.S. is threatening to make life of Assad regime as miserable as possible. And it's announcing that the United States, along with its allies, will implement a strategy of isolation in Syria if President Bashar Assad maintains the political process, basically if he stays on. Because that's been the U.S. goal all along. Assad has to go. Assad has to go. But what's interesting is this Fort Russ article is saying that this announcement basically is conceding that the United States has not been able to remove Assad. So they're going to throw a tantrum and they're going to put crushing sanctions on Syria and behave like the global bully, which they're doing more and more. Okay. Now, as you know, Donald Trump last week chaired a meeting of the UN Security Council, and his primary focus there was Iran, 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 Iran. And as it turns out, the European Union basically rejected Trump's so-called Iran strategy, which was basically we're going to go on beating them up economically until they see the world my way. And there are ramifications of that that we'll talk about when we get into the economic section of our talking points here. Now, Netanyahu, once again, out there trying to ramp up the get Iran rhetoric, is claiming that Iran has a secret nuclear warehouse with 300 tons of nuclear material. Oh, my goodness, look how much nuclear material they have. Reminds me a lot of his little cartoon bomb here. And in response, Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said, no, we don't. We have not developed a secret nuclear site. And reminded everybody that Israel is the only regime in the Middle East with a secret and undeclared nuclear weapons program, including an actual atomic arsenal. And Iran is calling on Israel to basically fess up, sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and allow IAEA inspections. Over in Yemen, the people of Yemen are basically trying to fight back, and they are now starting to lob missiles toward other countries that are involved in the so-called coalition against them. Apparently, they fired a missile at the Dubai International Airport. And according to a Houthi spokesman, the United Arab Emirates should expect more attacks if the aggression in Yemen continues. Now, the United States Air Force is still continuing to refuel the Saudi warplanes that are bombing Yemen. So the U.S. government is up to its neck in this. And apparently at one point there was a report that the U.S. is also supplying targeting information. Trump is out there playing salesman, which is a big part of what he used to do before he became president here. And he's calling on Saudi Arabia to buy more weapons from the United States of America. And even more interesting, that Saudi Arabia should pay more for them because Trump wants to cancel the subsidies. See, that's one of the ways U.S. weapons get sold around the world. The U.S. will go into a country and say, we want to sell you the F-35. And the country says, oh, I can't afford that. It's $100 million each. And the U.S. says, we'll write you a subsidy check that makes the price a little bit more attractive. Well, Trump is now pulling back on that. But he's still out there arm-twisting other countries to buy U.S. weapons. I guess that's about the only thing the United States is good for, and we're not even really all that good at that anymore. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit as well. Over in Israel, 6 Palestinians were killed and 90 others injured in last Friday's ongoing Great March of Return demonstrations along the Gaza-Israel buffer zone. And this included teenagers. One was 14, one to 12-year-old. And I admire their tenacity. I admire their courage. They're not going to give up. Gaza's economy is on the verge of collapse. And of course, without a functioning economy, there's not going to be any chance of peace because people are getting desperate. They're hungry. There will be rioting. Maybe that's Israel's goal, is to just turn Gaza into a big riot zone and let the Palestinians tear each other apart. And that's something else you're not hearing on the American corporate media. Now, you know how the Israel lobby in Great Britain has been on Jeremy Corbyn's case. And they've been screaming, anti-Semite. And your labor is bad. Labor are a bunch of anti-Semites, which did not gain the traction they wanted. And there is a very good chance that the Labor Party with Jeremy Corbyn will gain power in Great Britain. And as payback for all of this anti-Semite screaming, Corbyn is saying that the Labor government would recognize the Palestinian state as soon as it takes office. Corbyn also denounced President Trump for moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and for cutting funding to the U.N. Relief and Works Agency for Palestine. The rest of the world is finally starting to speak up at all this ugly, ugly behavior. Apparently, up in Ukraine, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, is up there trying to basically divide Ukraine's church. Now, there is the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is currently under the jurisdiction of the Patriarchate of Moscow. And the Ukrainian Autocephalous Orthodox Church, boy, there's a name for you, is asking for a separation and to be granted independence. Now, last April, Ukrainian lawmakers reaffirmed Kiev's traditional links to the Patriarchate of Constantinople. The Council of Bishops at the Church of Constantinople confirmed that, yes, in fact, this church may be granted independence without seeking prior approval from the Patriarchate of Moscow. So let's get a good religious war going, shall we, everybody? This story is scary. This story is going to keep you up tonight, I guarantee. The United States Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, said last Friday that the United States is ready to impose a naval blockade on Russia to prevent Russia from exporting its oil products to other countries and to basically hamper the Russian energy exports. Now, the excuse is that they think Russia's presence in Syria is an attempt to open up that marketplace. But, I mean, can you imagine how dangerous this is? Blockade is an act of war. The U.S. has just gone totally rogue on this. In the run-up to Pearl Harbor, a naval blockade on scrap metal and oil was one of the tactics Roosevelt used to goad Japan into the attack on Pearl Harbor. And if they keep going this way, they're really going to start a war. And I don't think that's a really, really good idea. Apparently, there's been another little bit of upset over in Serbia, because apparently Kosovo's special forces made their way into a Serbian enclave on Saturday. Now, apparently, this is an area that's a little bit in dispute, but they had an agreement that everybody was just going to keep hands off. This was an agreement between Belgrade and Pristina. But apparently, the Kosovar Special Forces positioned itself around the dam on Gazavoda Lake and took control of the local hydroelectric power station. And they detained several Serbian citizens. Apparently, the president of Kosovo was there with them. So the Serbian military was on high alert. And I can understand why that would be the case here. Great Britain has announced they're going to send 800 troops to the Arctic to stop Russian aggression as the ice caps melt. This is coming from Gavin Williamson. And they're going to be deployed to Norway next year. So as global warming takes hold and the ice cap melts, we'll be in a position to stop that Russian aggression. Everybody's flinging troops and weapons all over the planet. You have to wonder, where do they get it all? Well, they're gutting their national economies to pay for it all. Over in the South China Sea, the Chinese Air Force has held a live fire war drill just days after the U.S. exercise ended. And China is obviously very concerned about U.S. nuclear-capable B-52 bombers holding exercises over the East China Sea and the Sea of Japan last month. So China is out there strutting its stuff, and again, it is the South China Sea. Can we not find a better way to get along with each other, because this is getting dangerous? Apparently, as part of this situation, there was another encounter between a Chinese warship and a U.S. destroyer. This was the USS Decatur, and the U.S. Decatur was being blocked by the Chinese warship, and we had to turn the ship. That's serious business. We had to turn our ship. Well, yeah, that's what that little wheel is for. You turn the wheel, the ship turns. But China is saying that the U.S. does not have a right to becoming that close to those islands. And the U.S., of course, is running these so-called freedom and navigation exercises to thump its chest and say, we can go anywhere that we want. And that's because we're who we are. Tensions between the U.S. and China have risen to the point where this major diplomatic and security meeting, which was planned for next month, may be canceled. So we've reached the point right now where the U.S. and China have stopped talking to each other, and that is a very, very dangerous situation. Sometimes it feels like the world has just gone insane. Or maybe I actually died, and this is hell. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over in North Korea, things between North and South Korea are doing really good. Things between North Korea and the United States, not so good. Because North Korea has announced that there is no way they will disarm their nuclear arsenal before the U.S. ends the sanctions. And this is where the U.S. policy of you give us everything we want first and then we'll do something nice for you is backfiring, because that doesn't sit well with the Asian mindset. And there have been too many cases where one nation will give the other nation everything they want and they don't get anything back. Israel-Palestine, for a good example. So North Korea is saying that this refusal by the United States to respond to any of the concessions made by North Korea so far is destroying trust that anything can actually be accomplished. Now, you know, after Trump and Kim Jong-un had their meeting, Kim Jong-un allowed the remains of soldiers who died at the start of the Korean War to be repatriated. They've closed down the nuclear test site. They tore down a missile test stand They've torn down one other launch platform. Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in are getting all buddy-buddy. They're opening up the rail lines and the bridges across the DMZ. They're allowing people to travel back and forth. And they're talking reunification, which is where I think they're definitely headed. And you just know the United States is going to find some way to muck that up. They don't want the Koreas reunified. They want to have a villain that they can wag at us here. All right, so let's talk about the F-35. We've been talking about America's less than stellar weapon systems. They look good, cost a lot of money. Usually not all that great. The good news was last Thursday when the Marines conducted the first ever airstrike with its version of the F-35, which was a hit against a Taliban target in Afghanistan. The bad part came on Friday morning in South Carolina when one of the Marines' F-35 jets crashed during a training mission. Now, the pilot ejected safely, good for him or her, but this was a full-blown crash of an F-35. Over $100 million, the total loss. Now, here's a very interesting article out of Global Research. And it's saying that one of the reasons that the U.S. was so against Russia's S-300 air defense system in Syria is that it might prove to be far more effective at the F-35 than the sales brochure said. All right, there's the music. I'm going to take a break for station identification. We're going to be back with more about this story after these few words. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.